You have found Authentic Business Adventures, the business program brings you the struggle stories and triumphant successes of business owners across the land, coming to you remotely, but also most of the time in the Sun Prairie Community Radio Studios, underwritten by Bank of Sun Prairie. My name is James Kademan, entrepreneur, author, speaker, and helpful coach to small business owners across the country. Today, we're welcoming slash preparing to learn from Shirley Gutkowski, owner of Primal Air OMT. Shirley, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well.
Under the circumstances, right?
You know, we are under circumstances, and today we're recording on Monday the 23rd of March, just so people can have a little bit of context, because we don't know what the world's going to be like when they finally hear this episode.
Yeah, right? Everything. I was just listening to the governor of Wisconsin right before we came on, and they were babbling about something's going to be closed. Most of the stuff's going to be closed except for essential businesses, which that's such a vague term. It's like saying awesome right. businesses. Like most of them are essential, I suppose. Otherwise, they wouldn't exist. At least they're essential to someone. So who gets to judge? At any rate, right now we're open. So yay.
We're here.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us, what is Primal Air OMT? We'll start with that.
So Primal Air is a breathing business.
Okay.
So a lot of people think it may be HVAC or something like that, but it's something. Okay. I got a call just last week. I saw your Facebook page. La, la, la. Sure. I'm like, you did not see our Facebook page. You saw our name. That was it.
Sure.
So what we do is we work with the muscles in the snoring complex.
Okay.
So the nose, the mouth, the tongue, the back of the throat.
Okay.
And we help people breathe better, either if it's because of snoring or their symptoms are snoring or sleep apnea, tongue thrusting, anxiety, temporomandibular joint disorders, commonly called TMJ, ortho relapse, you know, when you get your braces off and now here you are 13 years later and you got to get braces again. It's all because of the soft tissue.
Okay.
And so we work with the soft tissue work. I don't touch anybody, which is why I can do so much of my work virtually.
Nice. Lucky.
Yes. Yeah, really. And so we help people get their muscles back in harmony so that the throat can open and we can help them have a better life. One of our first taglines was to bring families together. Kids who snore have a higher rate of ADHD. Okay. Actually, ADHD may be even caused by snoring because the kid is never really rested. Okay. And it could be coming from a number of different reasons. And that's one of the reasons why I started Primal Air, was because realizing that this was an issue in our own home when our kids were small.
Okay.
So, so that and the idea that so many people are not sleeping with their spouses anymore. They're snoring, they're building the base, or they're building a room in the basement, or they're converting garages to a new bedroom because... Sure. People are snoring. And it's not just the person who's listening to the snoring, the secondhand snoring, right?
Yeah.
Person is not the only person suffering. It's the person who's doing the snoring is okay. also suffering.
Sure.
We know that snoring can lead to high blood pressure, blood glucose management issues, and on down the line. So it's just very, very crazy. Just think of everything your oxygenation touches. If you don't have oxygenation to a certain part of your body,
a big deal.
You know, yeah, it's gonna, and what's gonna show up first? We don't know.
Sure.
So we fiddle our way through and get to the root cause and then start eliminating problems.
Okay. So is this, I gotta say that before I heard of you and your business, I did not really know that a service like this existed. So from a industry, can you just walk us through kind of what, tell me about the industry. Is this, is insurance willing to pay for stuff like this? Do people come to you because they know it exists, or they do some research to trying to solve the snoring thing and they find you accidentally, or
let's tell the 40-year story, because that's the one that I'm familiar with.
Sure. All right.
Because this is a 100-year-ish old profession.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it's not very old and it's not exactly new either.
Sure.
So there are two main practitioners who are doing most of the teaching right now that have had practices for 40 years. One is in Chicago
Okay.
And one is in Los Angeles.
So you're talking two nationally or worldwide?
Two in the United States.
Two.
Those are the main teachers, right? So that's how long this is. So this is a problem that's exploding almost as quickly as this virus story is exploding.
Sure.
Okay, so there's like a lot of little fingers here in this whole story. So these two were hygienists, mm-hmm. and they stopped being hygienists and they did myofunctional therapy full time.
Okay.
And then they started to teach it as well. The one in Chicago, Kimberly Benkert, has been teaching since the late 1980s.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And Joy has, I don't know how long she's been teaching, but it's got to be 15 or 20 years.
Okay.
So I went out to Los Angeles and I got trained. I was a dental hygienist and since 1986. And then in 2003, I stopped being a clinical hygienist. And I was full-time speaker and writer. So oh, wow. that's how I made my living. My topic was minimally invasive dentistry and dental hygiene.
Okay.
And my big focus was to help patients find solutions that were beyond just brushing, flossing, and getting yelled at the dental office.
Okay.
You know, so that was my motivation. But then it dawned on me that people would have to call like 30 or 40 offices in order to find the one that was going to work with them in the way mm-hmm. that I was describing. So then I had to teach all these dental practices how to work this way. And so, So now I'm mixing two stories. I'm mixing sure. my own personal story with the story sure. of myofunctional therapy.
Sure.
So let me see. So that's what I was doing. And then in 2014, mm-hmm. I was dragged kicking and screaming to a course down in Chicago
okay.
at the American Academy of Physiological Medicine and Dentistry.
Okay.
Can you add another syllable in
yeah,
there?
Yeah, right? That's the longest business card in the world, right? You unfold it like a CVS receipt.
So it was all about sleep apnea and breathing and the conditions that come from sleep apnea and breathing. And all of a sudden, my whole world was turned upside down.
Okay.
Because I could see myself. I could see my own kids in this whole story.
Sure.
And then they started to talk about myofunctional therapists and dental hygienists who are converting into being trained into myofunctional therapy and opening their practices and
sure.
and working with ENTs and dentists and chiropractors
okay.
and a bunch of different medical
pretty broad.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So I hightailed it out to LA, took my first class, came back, and I was subbing a little bit at dental offices here and there.
Sure.
And I'm looking at patients in a completely new way.
Okay.
Completely new. And so I would point these things out to the dentist, and the dentist was like, eh. And I was
Moving
like,
along. Nothing you to know? See here.
And I'm like, these people are dying. They're dying every day, all day long. If you sure. imagine you sleep apnea, let's take that as probably the biggest example. You stop breathing multiple times during the night. Mm-hmm. And as you don't breathe, guess what happens? Everything bad.
Sure.
So
nothing good.
It shortens your life and it sure. makes the end of your life be more dramatic. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can live a long time in the United States, but you're not really living in a lot
sure.
of instances.
Sure.
So then it got harder and harder to do that. And I took another class and I took another class and I came back to my son and I was like, you know, you're not really working. How about we start a business? And so awesome. We did.
All right, get out of the basement.
Yeah. No, he lives on his own, but still. Okay,
So it sounds like you've been practicing this for a little while. Is that safe to say?
We started in 2016. We just started our fourth year. So
wow.
Okay. 2016, yeah.
And so it sounds to me like, is this mostly orally based or dental based? Or is that, like that seems to be most of the foundation. Is that correct?
All of the above.
All the above, okay.
Yeah. So a lot of dentistry is now getting the hang of this practice. So I did kind of leave a thread here, so I want to pick that up.
Sure.
So what's been happening in the world, in the United States especially, in this mm-hmm. industry, is that it's been slowly being recognized over these 40 years that Kimberly and Joy have been training and explaining. About 2012 or so, Joy Moeller's son, who was in the banking world and some tie-wearing, highfalutin kind of guy, decided he was going to take over.
All right.
Take over the foundation part of the business.
Sure.
And he networked with universities. He networked with scientists. He networked with the people in Brazil who have PhD level myofunctional therapists.
Oh.
So this isn't, you know, this isn't a one-off kind of thing. This is a pretty big thing. And so the promotion of this and the scientific basis for this has been growing substantially over the last 10 years for sure.
Oh, wow.
And so that's the piece that was missing. Nobody was studying anything. The people were aligned with a few dentists. They had a practice, and then that was all they did, and then they were fine, you know.
Sure.
But people who practice don't do research papers.
Right.
You know, so it just kind of didn't really go very far here in the United States. In Brazil, as I mentioned, they have these high-level orofacial myofunctional therapists. They go and they come from speech language pathology.
Okay.
So we have speech language pathologists and dental hygienists and a couple of chiropractors and some physical therapy people, and they're being trained in this modality.
Okay.
So you're going to see more and more of it. And what's happening is that the face is getting smaller.
Overall? So, you're talking like over evolution-wise or?
Well, it would be evolution if it wasn't happening so fast.
Okay. I mean, like an individual's face over the course of time.
In society's faces over the course of the last 100 years.
Okay.
So think of, I don't know how old you are. I'm
43.
Pardon me?
43.
Mm-hmm. How many kids in your graduating class had braces?
Oh.
Less than half?
Yeah. Yes, I would say so, sure. Yeah.
So in my graduating class in 1976, as you can tell, I'm 29.
Sure, right?
I bet you maybe there were 10% of the kids that had braces.
Okay.
And today it's like everybody starting in elementary school all the way through high school has an orthodontist where they have to be seen and get their teeth straightened.
Sure. There seem to be some orthodontist clinics that pop up like banks everywhere.
Yes. They're crazy, right? It's like taverns in Milwaukee.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Right. Yeah.
So we know that this is happening, and we know that the changes in the faces have been evolutionarily, they stopped changing evolutionarily based in maybe 150 years ago.
Okay.
And so we, because of medicine, and we're, you know, we can eat and we can feed babies and stuff like that, and you can make it through to today where you're forced to breathe with your mouth open, where you can't chew your food, where you have to have braces, where you have too many teeth, or your tongue is too big.
All right. So
all of those things have been conspiring, which is what really helped me pick up on the urgency of the need for more and more myofunctional therapists.
Mm-hmm.
So I know this sounds it's a big, big problem, I guess. And this is just one of the solutions that has to be together with all of this.
Sure.
So the insurance question is a little bit interesting. If we had our practice in California, we would have full insurance coverage.
Okay.
But because we're here in Wisconsin, we're at Cheese right now. There's another myofunctional therapist in Wausau. There's one that works together with a with a dental practice in Fort Atkinson.
Okay.
And me. That's it right now.
For the whole state of Wisconsin, that's it?
There's one more in Mequon, sorry.
Wow.
So okay. Yes.
Well, four?
There may be 10. I don't know everybody.
Sure. Right.
Very but small, it's not, small number.
You could even fit all of you in a room and not be arrested now.
Right? Yes. We wouldn't need a special permit. So it's a growing field. The necessity is growing.
Sure.
And it's crazy what's been happening. So there's a pediatric dentist in Chicago, Dr. Kevin Boyd, who's been researching this whole epigenetic thing and this evolutionary thing. And he is showing sequentially how infants are born with less and less of a chin, for instance.
Really?
Yes. If you think back at the sonograms of your own children, you will see that their chins are back farther than the rest of their face. And he's not able to find any evidence of that in any fetal bones or infant bones.
Really?
Previous to 150 years ago, yeah.
So what do they attribute that to?
Loaded question.
Not intentional.
So many questions. There's such a long answer to everything. Yeah. I'm so sorry I don't have this whittled down to one little quick bite.
A lot of kids run into walls or something. I don't know.
Yes, what's been happening is the way that we grow our food and the kind of food that we eat or choose to eat and the amount of chewing that we're doing.
Okay, which is less, I assume.
We're chewing a lot less. We're chewing 50% less than we did pre-World War II, even.
That is one surprising and two crazy that someone figured that out.
Yeah, I know.
Because that means that somebody way back then had to count chews on average.
Yeah.
Right? Just like one, two, count, right?
My world is awesome.
Yeah.
So I do not know how they figured that out.
Sure.
But just think about, just eat a McDonald's hamburger. So you're 40 middle. And, you went to McDonald's maybe twice a month when you were a kid.
Yeah, once a quarter.
Right, yeah, right?
We were dirt poor. Yeah, McDonald's was fancy for us. Yeah.
It was fancy. Yeah. And just think, now, just imagine biting down into that bun now and making it to the hamburger. Mm-hmm. And then how much chewing did you really have to do?
Now, I don't even know if you needed teeth. I don't know if you need teeth.
No, you don't. You can mash it against your palate with your tongue and throw it down the pie hole and you're done.
That patty's been pre-chewed, I feel like, by someone. Some machine.
But it's also the food that we eat at home. The diet has gotten smaller. Cooking is longer. Mm-hmm. We're not eating raw foods. And today we're blending food. People are drinking an entire salad.
Totally guilty. That's breakfast.
Everybody's guilty. Nobody thinks about it. I'm getting my blah, blah, blah and everything. And I'm like, you're missing the first stage of digestion, the first two stages. First is smell. Second is mouth.
Okay.
When you smell food, your entire saliva changes composition to match the food that it smells. And then you have to chew it and mix the saliva into the food where it's, I don't know, pre-digested is kind of not the right term, but it's close.
I think I know what you're talking about. Kind of process in there, right?
Yep. And
sugars
then
and whatever, sure.
Sure. And then it slides down and makes it to the stomach where the stomach does whatever the stomach does.
Sure.
But this is the first part. The mouth is the first part of the digestive system. And when we're talking about gut health, nobody ever talks about the start of the gut is the mouth.
That's fair.
So this is all, it's all in my little world of prevention and putting things together.
All right.
Without teeth, there's a couple of dentists now that are saying that teeth are the main function of teeth is to hold the airway open. Because when you don't have teeth, this whole throat kind of closes together. There's no room for the tongue. So that's problem number one, where I'm talking about all of these teeth are crooked, and now they take the teeth out commonly, and then put braces on to close the space, but now there's no room for the tongue, and the tongue is falling back into the throat. Mm. And so that's a problem, especially when you're sleeping, because now sure. the tongue can relax back into the throat and close it off altogether. And so what we do is we teach the tongue how to live up on the palate.
Okay.
So we go through a bunch of different postures. We have the tongue do particular maneuvers that encourage the tongue to find a living space up onto the roof of the mouth.
Huh. That is so interesting, because that was going to be my next question, right? If this is all dental based or orally based, I guess, how do you work remotely with people then?
So like right now, we're remote. So I would teach you to do certain things with your tongue.
Okay.
So today I had an appointment with a lady who had just had a recent surgery on her mouth. And so mm-hmm. now we're rehabilitating her tongue. So if you stick your tongue out like a snake.
Yeah.
And then bring it back in. Don't use your lips.
Okay.
It's nice. I get to see you, right?
Yeah, right. I was trying to think, how does a snake stick out its tongue?
Just braid out like a lizard. Uh-huh. Okay. And then bring it back in.
All right.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So for the listening audience, right? The sounds you hear.
It's just got gross, right?
Is the tongue going straight out and straight back in.
All right.
So now that's one exercise. So I can teach that virtually. I don't have to go be anywhere.
Right.
And then to lift the tongue up, curl it up to your lip.
Okay.
Okay. Now do it without pulling your lip down.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's really tough. Uh-huh.
And now see how far down your chin it'll go.
I don't And I don't know what far is, but I'm assuming I'm not getting that far.
There's all different kinds of things that we do, including a little bit of swallowing stuff. So if your mouth is too small and your tongue is too big, how much food can you put in there and how well do you chew? And if you don't chew well, you have big chunks in your stomach and then you have indigestion problems. If your tongue is falling back into your throat and you're sleeping and you're trying to breathe somehow, you mm-hmm. create a suction and start bringing up stomach acid. So now you have GERD or silent sure. GERD. Okay. And so, I mean, it's just like boom, ba, boom, ba, boom, all the way down the line.
Right.
It just goes on and on. So the health benefits of what we do are incredibly wide.
Okay. So let me back up a step to the insurance question. So right now, Wisconsin, or generally speaking, the insurers, the companies that
yes.
just say they don't recognize this industry, or they just say we're not covering it.
They don't recognize the industry. Okay. So we do use some of the codes that are covered,
sure.
but because we're not a member of their group, because why would we be? Because they just throw their papers away when it has our name on right now.
Sure.
So the more patients we see and the more opportunities they have to say, oh, there they go again. Oh, this is mm-hmm. another primal air. Oh, look at that, another primal air.
Sure.
So in the meantime, what we did is I made an arrangement with Lending Club.
Okay.
So Lending Club is a patient financing outfit.
Okay.
And it's a free to patients interest loan.
Okay.
We pay a little chunk up at the front, but at least we get patients to say yes, or clients
sure.
to say okay. yes. They can take up to 18 months to pay.
Sure.
Been doing really well with those, and we just got all of our materials for something called Scratch Pay.
Okay.
Which is not interest free, but it does. It's a lot more flexible. So sometimes you just need a little boost at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Or you just need a little bit of a kicker in the beginning. So this is a 3-month loan that's very low interest. And then you pay in thirds.
Okay.
Some of our treatment plans can be a year long. So
raised an interesting question there, right? Because I was like, how long does it take? Is it one and done, or do they have to meet with you every week or day, or how does that typically work?
So we go by treatment plans. So okay. So in a completely virtual appointment, I would send you a health history that you would fill out and send that in.
Okay.
And I would also send you some sample photographs.
Okay.
For you to take, or your husband to take, or your wife or somebody.
Sure.
Take of your mouth in different postures and different ways of where your tongue is going to be.
Okay.
And then you send all of that back to me. And then we talk for, I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes. Some people takes an hour. And we decide, they have a lot of questions, sure. You know, how about this? How is that why this has been happening?
Sure.
And so we then decide on what would be the best treatment option for you. Mm-hmm. And then we tell you what that treatment plan is. So our longest treatment plan is the 1 year, what I call the Molar protocol. And we go off of what I learned at Joy Molar's courses.
Okay.
And
just we don't start mean with, her last name is Molar.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Her name is Joy Molar, and she's from Flossmoor, Indiana.
Wow, that's a lot of stars aligning.
Story. Holy cow. She was a hygienist. It's a cracker. Sure. I'll tell you. So, funny. So that's what we use. We meet every week for 8 weeks.
Okay.
It's about a half an hour appointment virtually.
Sure.
Like this. Mm-hmm. And then we stretch it out to every 3 weeks or so. And then mm-hmm. we make sure that it's habituated. So we want to make sure that your tongue doesn't slip back into some of its old habits.
Sure. Sure.
And so we meet once a month or so, and then we're done after a year. Usually. Nice. Usually.
And how do you know, I guess, how do you measure success with your clients? Because I imagine they're trying to stop snoring, or maybe if they have a sleep apnea machine, it's getting off that, or.
Yeah, that's how we do.
I guess whatever problem they're trying to solve, yep. You solve.
Because there's so many different problems available, you know, sure. We want to have less jaw joint problems. Mm-hmm. We had one of our very first patients had to have a tongue tie released. And she she commented at the end, well, near the end, that she can't believe how much less anxiety she has and how she used to be so afraid of driving. And I was like, driving? I mean, that's not on my health history. Are you sure. Afraid of driving? You know?
I forgot to ask, right?
Oh, got it. Yeah. Anyway, that was a nice surprise. So those are the kinds of things that you can expect from this. It's not saying that those are things that people would come to us originally for.
Sure.
She came because she had jaw joint problems. And so far, every single person that has had jaw joint problems that came to see us has had a restricted tongue. That means that their tongue couldn't lift up to their palate, or it couldn't stick out. And so that means that the tongue is in the way of the airway.
Sure.
That's how we do it here. That's why people come. That's what we measure by.
Sure.
And what are they looking for? And then we just keep track of what it is that they're looking for. It's not always the same goals than what I have.
Sure.
You know,
all right, that's fair.
I have to make sure that their goals are met, because mm-hmm. who cares about my goals? But this goals kind of underlie whatever they're usually looking for.
Sure. This is interesting to me because a little bit of backstory. I used to have a printer repair company. Hmm. It was called Doc Jams. And I used to joke with people that we were a doctor that actually had to fix your stuff. Because if we didn't fix your printer, you would get mad, right? And if you go to a real doctor, they don't fix your stuff. They're like, you know, body, right?
So
it sounds to me like you're actually fixing people or solving the problem that they came to you for, which that alone is hugely admirable. So is that typically the case? Or are there sometimes people just come to you with an issue that you just – for whatever reason, or there's way too many variables to assign blame anywhere, that you just can't, or you have to keep coming at it from different angles?
So I was listening to an interview with Dr. Bradenson, who has a book called The Alzheimer's Cure or something. He's an Alzheimer's researcher.
Sure.
And he expressed it perfectly. We used to look for a silver bullet. And there is no silver bullet because there are exactly what you said, too many variables all the time. Mm-hmm. What we're really finding is that we have to use silver buckshot. So I am just one often forgotten about part of the whole solution for a lot of people. I have a client that I'm working with right now that she's in Michigan. Her tongue is very, very restricted. She's already in her 60s. And even if we were to release her tongue, it has nowhere to go because her upper arch is so narrow. So if you look at your knuckle on your index finger, like the middle knuckle, add another couple of millimeters there, and that's just about how wide her upper arch was. And so she needs to see an orthodontist who specializes in arch expansion in adults, because there are a lot of orthodontists who say that that's not possible. But there are orthodontists who are successfully expanding the arch of adult people. So she not only needs me, she needs to have a surgeon to release her tongue. She needs to have a chiropractor, because when your tongue is tied, your neck is out. And she also needs to work with an orthodontist to expand her arch and get her teeth back into alignment after all of the soft tissue are rehabbed. It's a big-ish deal. Clients that have sleep apnea that just need to help to get their tongue working right, hone their tongue so that it can get out of the airway. Recent, 2 years ago now, I guess, meta-analysis on orofacial myofunctional therapy showed that sleep apnea scores can be reduced by 50% with myofunctional therapy. So that's pretty decent. It's an amazing field. We're trying to do at Primal Air now, because we're so I can fix this. I can fix that.
Name a problem, we'll solve it.
So this is the month that we're only talking about TMJ disorders. The jaw, even though I didn't even hardly mention it today, it's just so stick with one thing. There's a lot of people that have TMJ problems. Clicking and snapping and grinding and locking and all kinds of problems. And they go to the dentist or they go to the chiropractor and they have appliances made. They have orthotics made. They have treatments from the chiropractor. And I don't even know what a chiropractor does. But a lot of times it's because their tongue is not positioned correctly. And so even if that's only part of the solution, that's the part of the solution that's in the way of being finished.
So until you solve that, it doesn't really matter what you do beyond that.
You have to kind of go along with the soft tissue also.
So
there you go. So that's kind of what we're doing. We have the only people we don't see are miniature people. So five and under. Equipped to do infants. There's a lot of infants that are having their tongue tie released now and as an infant, which is the appropriate time to do that. It'll solve all kinds of problems later. The tongue needs to press up against the palate in an infant in order for the palate to stretch and grow. So if the tongue is tied, so that little thing that holds your tongue to the floor of the mouth, if that's real short and you can't get your tongue up onto the palate, it's not going to grow. And then obviously you get the crooked teeth and yada yada, the whole
thing.
So finding problems early is a big deal.
Interesting. So I want to go back to the sleep apnea thing.
Okay.
Because I was at a restaurant with some buddies. I think we had 8 people at that restaurant at the table. And it was myself, and then I had my little brother, big brother's big sister's little brother. He was 17 at the time. And then I have 6 of my friends, and we're at this just typical restaurant, right? And burger joint, whatever. And myself and another buddy ordered a salad. Everybody else gets their deep fried whatever. We got on the the conversation about the sleep apnea machine. I forget what they called it. Maybe they just call it a sleep apnea machine.
CPAP.
What do they call it?
CPAP.
CPAP. CPAP machine. Okay. Yeah. So this whole Darth Vader mask thing. Yeah. So five out of the eight at that table had one of these machines. And I had just written my book, The Bold Business Book. And in The Bold Business Book, I talk about you become who you hang out with. And I looked around the table and I thought, no, no. Because there's one other guy besides myself and the 17-year-old kid that did not have these CPAP machines.
Wow.
And I thought, what in the world is going on here?
Crazy, right?
Yeah, and that was the norm, right? They're talking about the different brands and models that they had and how often they have to use it and what it sounds like and how pissed their wives were and how they're going to work out camping and all this kind of stuff. And I thought, this is crazy. It's insane.
It's another pill. It's a pill you have to take for the rest of your life.
Right.
And people are fine with it for the first year or two, and then they're like, what is happening here?
Yeah, this seems dumb. And clearly, I was just going, on what they ordered, it didn't look like they were putting their health in there. Like, ooh, oh.
No judgment.
Yeah, if somebody said, hey, James, you got to wear this Darth Vader mask for the rest of your life while you sleep.
Yes.
Or you could take these other steps. Mm-hmm. These other steps are not pills or something like that. They're just actions or change of diet or something, right? I would say, let's go take those actions because I'm not interested in this whole Darth Vader breathing thing. But yeah, they were treating it like, I don't have a problem. This is just how it is.
It's just
and based on the table, that was normal.
It's the new normal. It's
like, no, this is not okay. So, but I was outgunned at that table.
Yeah, you were.
So, at any rate, to be fair, I ordered a Cobb salad, which had bacon on it. So I wasn't exactly going on strict diet or anything like that. But I'm like, okay.
How much chewing was required in your salad as compared to the golden dinner that they had?
I would say more just because it wasn't all squishy, right? It wasn't squeezing. I mean, I love a burger just like everybody else, but that's, sure. I wouldn't call it the norm, I guess, as far as that goes. But I can honestly say I've never thought about looking at a menu like, how much do I have to chew each of these items, right?
There are people that do.
Well, it sounds to me like that's a good thing.
They get tired because their tongue is tied and they just can't move the food around, or they throw it back without chewing. It touches everything.
Sure.
Your mouth is the center of your universe. Get right down to it. Everything starts here. Your health starts in your mouth. Your communication starts in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit with the eyes. We'll throw them.
Sure. Depends how far away, right? It's all good.
Yes. And so you really do have to really take a minute and say, you know, where does this start? Where is it that everything went wrong that now I have to sleep next to a breathing machine? How is that a thing? How is that a
right?
But that was the only solution that, especially around here, that there was. And now that I'm here, people have another option.
Yeah.
And so there you go.
Speaking of now you're here, I want to ask you a couple things here. One, it sounds like you could help anyone regardless of where they're at. It's all remote, right?
Yes.
Okay. So then two, that leads to how have you marketed your business over the past 4 years to get people to know that you exist and to let them know what it is that you do so they can get rid of their CPAP machine or solve their TMJ issues and all that kind of stuff.
Well, we're using the silver bullet technique or the silver buckshot technique and trying a lot of different things.
Sure.
Nobody's ever heard of this before.
No, no, I got to say I did not.
So it's a huge, huge boulder of education that we're trying. Sure. So we're doing a lot of Facebook stuff.
Okay.
We're doing a lot of just basic outreach kind of things.
Sure.
I tried the Avon Lady approach. Kill me now. I'd rather die.
What is the Avon Lady approach? I'm sorry.
the stopping, dropping things off at chiropractor's office and dental.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Here's my brochures. It's not what I do. This is a medical practice with far-reaching consequences, and I just don't feel that that's a way to go. Mm-hmm. I wasn't very successful at it. It's not my successful model.
Sure.
Do public speaking.
Okay.
We've tried to reach out to the schools, and because we're a cheese, they can't recommend people to come here because there's one.
Sure.
And then I said, well, you could recommend they go back to see their dentist, like these ADHD kids. And then I was like, well, that won't do any good because they're not looking either. So
sure.
It's better now. There was a mm-hmm. big conference last February, not 2020, in 2019 about okay. air by the Wisconsin, no, the Dane County dental group. So there is some movement there. Facebook seems to be really good. LinkedIn, mm-hmm. not so much.
Okay. Just for awareness.
Well, Expo. Expo this year was pretty good.
Sure.
We're also, what we did this year was we had a little stool out in front and we looked in people's mouths, and then that was kind of a little, hey, what are you doing over there? Kind of, I thought you were HVAC, and we're like, sure. No, not at all. You know, so that raised a little bit of awareness with that kind of a crowd. Mm-hmm. I've reached out to naturopaths,
okay,
and alternative health people mm-hmm. are, you know, our, what do you call it? Our perfect client is somebody okay. that has, that's not driven by insurance.
Sure, they're open to this.
Yeah, they're looking for different solutions.
Sure,
I have colleagues all across the United States, so that's really helpful. Mm-hmm. One main one is Carrie Ibbotson and her oral health coaching website.
Okay,
and she does oral health coaching for patients that are having trouble getting their dental decay under control, and often because of myofunctional disorders. So she sends us clients.
Nice.
And so we've done that. Yellow Pages does not work.
One,
she came in here twice and she's like, but this is your target group. People that are over age 70 have sleep apnea and they're the ones who are using the Yellow Pages. And we put her off for a year or two. And then last year we're like, all right, let's try it. Womp womp. And we tried Channel 57. We promoted a team. This year we are promoting a softball team in Janesville.
Okay.
So, you know, we're just doing a little bit of a lot of different things, and sure. little bits help just increase the awareness. So sure. by time somebody's got a problem, somebody else can say, hey, I saw this thing called Primal Air, you know. So hopefully that'll help along a little bit too.
Sure.
Now people aren't working, so it's kind of a catch-22. They don't have any income, right. but they also have plenty of time. So
it's right. People typically either have lots of money or lots of time. It is rare that they have both, right?
That's right.
I guess that's when retirement comes in if you're doing it right. So I guess we don't have a ton of time left here, so I want to talk to you just from a business aspect itself. What made you decide to go off on your own versus just continuing what you're doing or something else, I guess, as far as that goes? Because you started your own business regardless of what it was. You saw a need and you stuck your neck out there or continue to stick your neck out there, right? So, I mean, what made you take on that challenge?
Well, I've been on my own since 2003, as I mm-hmm. mentioned. I had a speaking and writing business.
Yeah.
So I was already on my own. And the more you know, the harder it is to be employable.
That is fair. Totally fair.
So, like I said, I'm looking at these patients with completely different eyes than what the dentists were. I mean, my husband sometimes, sure. like, you know, we'd be doing really good if you'd just be cleaning teeth. And I'm like, oh, God. Oh, my God.
Sure.
You know, so I just thought that this was going to be a better way to go.
Sure, that's fair.
For my personality and for the world in general. Mm-hmm. Some of the myofunctional therapists who do align with a particular dentist, let's say, can only see that dentist's patients because another dentist wouldn't want to send their patients over.
Oh, sure,
there
sure.
Because there's a perceived conflict.
Right.
So there's that. So, it's just, it matches my personality better. Apparently now that all our kids are grown and well into their 30s, they're all older than me now, just for the record.
Nice. Congrats.
that, you know, I felt like we could gamble a little bit.
Sure.
So that's what we're doing. So, here I am. I'm ready to see everybody. We have also, as part of our marketing arm, have 6 therapists now.
Do you really?
Yep. So because it's all virtual, we have a PTSD and stress management specialist in New York State. We have a yoga instructor who's also a myofunctional therapist in Florida. We have a chiropractor who's joined us, who's a myofunctional therapist in Texas. We have a specialist in the relationship between children, smaller children and parents and the whole relationship there. And Diane works here in Sun Prairie with us. And she is she's a dental hygienist and a myofunctional therapist who currently works with the Madison School System as a nurse's assistant.
Wow.
So we have a pile of talent. A really big pile. So whatever problems you have, if it doesn't fit with my expertise,
you can point someone.
Theirs. Yep.
Sure.
So we're it, man. We're a one-stop shop.
Yeah. So was that intentional that you gathered this group, or how did that happen?
Well, once we had Diane here and we recognized that we had more reach with a second practitioner. She was talking to other people. She has better relationships with some of the dentists around here. So there was that whole thing. And then we had a Facebook focus group of myofunctional therapists who failed to launch.
Oh.
So some of them had over $10,000 of training and have never seen a patient.
No, all right.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, well, if you want to join with us, we'll set up a protocol.
Sure.
And, but it's hard. It's hard the way that dentists are, the many dentists, I don't want to say they're all that way because that's not true, but they are, they're hesitant or they're really just focused on the teeth themselves and not the soft tissue at all.
Sure.
So, it's hard to get started. It's really hard to get started.
I bet. It sounds like, especially if you don't have the blessing, let's call it, from insurance, that's probably a challenge.
Yep.
And dentists seem like they're making money hand over fist. So you're asking them to diversify a little bit. And they're like, you know what? That Maserati's already paid for, so I don't need to diversify. So, yeah, I can see how that would be an uphill battle. Yeah, unnecessarily so, but it is. I get that. Industry is going to have that.
It just is what it is. It's how it is. It's how it's set up. It's how the whole medical system is set up.
Yeah.
I know we're running out of time here, but I can't even get in to see an ENT to let them know that I'm here because of the way that things are structured here.
Sure.
I have to go through 2 levels of receptionists and their managers and then go through their managers. That gets me to the lead person, and then the information has to filter down to all of the rest of the ENTs. There are no attendants around here. So that's been a big hurdle too.
Sure.
So, there's plenty of challenges. There are plenty of solutions. I haven't come up with all the solutions yet, but I'm working on it.
Just keep trying, right? That's what you gotta do, right? That's the name of the game as an entrepreneur, so that's what we do.
Chugging away. Yep.
So, yeah. Well, I appreciate you being on the show and I appreciate you just doing what you're doing because it sounds like you're helping a lot of people. So At least trying, right?
I'm at least trying.
That's the name of the game.
I'm here for everybody.
So this has been Authentic Business Adventures, the business program that brings you the struggle stories and triumphant successes of business owners across the land, coming to you kind of remotely-ish from or through the Sun Prairie Community Studios, brought to you by Sun Prairie Community Bank. So this is so weird doing this remotely. I feel like we normally have fancier microphones and headphones in a studio. So Shirley, I appreciate you tolerating this. At least we didn't cough on each other or whatever it is people are afraid of.
Super
Yeah, right? My name is James Kateman, and Authentic Business Adventures is brought to you by Calls on Call, offering call answering and receptionist services for small businesses across the country on the web at callsoncall.com, as well as Draw In Customers Business Coaching, offering business coaching services for entrepreneurs in all stages of their business on the web at drawincustomers.com. And of course, The Bold Business Book, book for the entrepreneur and all of us, available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold. We'd like to thank you, our wonderful listeners, as well as our wonderful guest, Shirley Gudkowski, owner of Primal Air OMT. Shirley, you surely have a website.
Yeah, it's primalair.com.
Oh my God, that's so easy. Primalair.com, awesome. Can people set up appointments there if they would go there?
It's easier to call.
Easier to call, okay. Yep. Well, I'm a big fan of the phone, so
yeah.
That's all good. So Primal Air OMT, if I ask you for a phone number?
608-318-2800.
Awesome.
And our email is primalairomt@gmail.com.
Easy enough. Super cool. Thanks for being on the show, Shirley. This has been awesome.
It's been sweet.
Find us airing on 103.5 Wednesdays at 1 p.m., Sundays at 2 p.m., as well as at sunprairiemediacenter.com. I'm just racing through this. Whatever. Past episodes can be found morning, noon, and night at the podcast link found at drawincustomers.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. I want you to stay awesome. And if you do nothing else, of course, enjoy your business.